woods and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and the many affiliates of the Michigan Talk Network. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. We are getting close. We're getting close to the firearm deer season, and I'll just say, damn, it's cold outside for early November. My goodness, what happened to our 60 degrees? And I was looking at my Facebook page from 2 years ago. My wife and I were sitting down having a nice crafty beer at a Horrocks in Lansing, and it was 60 degrees in November. So how do you not take advantage of being on a patio someplace? Today, not so much, man. This weekend, not so much. But it's okay. People are getting excited about firearm deer season. The bow hunters, like myself, have been excited about this year, and there have been some monsters, absolute monsters, taken throughout the state, and we'll be sharing some of those on our website at wildmichiganradio.com. And if you've got a picture, by all means, send it to us, to me at wildmichiganradio@gmail.com, or you can just go to the website, wildmichiganradio.com. And we're all being brought to you by our friends at Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. If you've been using it throughout the course of the year and using it in places you can use it legally, then you know the results. I need not say more. And if you've never used it, then I encourage you to see where and when you can use and should use Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. On their website, lucky-buck.com, there's a link on our website. And also, our good friends at Conquest Sense. Right about now, I mean, you should be using your Evercalm and start making your way to transition into the VS1 Sense in a Stick. And look for that check mark for the ATA-approved Sense that use real deer stuff, if you will. Doug would kind of laugh right now if I use that technical term stuff, but he's a great guy. Wealth of information, Doug Roberts and Karen Roberts, doing a great job with Conquest Sense, and we're so proud to have them on board with us. Now, we're going to talk about another Michigan company, something new that I did not know anything about, but because of Doug Roberts at Conquest Sense, we're going to talk to Paul Perrone from VersaSkins, is the multi-camo outerwear. And Paul, welcome to the show, first and foremost. How are you, sir?
Good, Duran. Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. Now that I've got all long-winded on this introduction, let's talk about VersaSkins. I happen to be perusing the Facebook, as I call it, and I saw Doug and you and something called VersaSkins. And, you know, when I look, I see it's made in your Michigan company, and it's a camo, and, you know, it looks familiar, but yet there is something completely different about VersaSkins, and that's why we wanted to bring you on. I appreciate you coming.
No worries. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the time.
Now, what is the multi-camo outerwear?
So VersaSkins is something that's never been done in the industry before since the dawn of camouflage clothing was created. VersaSkins it breaks the paradigm of having to have multiple camo suits in your closet, in your totes, to accommodate the different color changes, the different terrains, the different seasons. And it came about when I wanted to start predator hunting and I wanted to have a snow camo. And I didn't really want to go out and spend another $500-$600 on a nice camo suit. I wanted to come up with something that I could pull over my base clothing that would change the appearance without spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on snow camo. So we came up with a design that you have an actual base product, and the base product comes in Realtree Edge, which is the brand new pattern for this year for Realtree. And then you've got pouches of skins, AP Blaze, AP Snow, Max 5, and on, really the sky's the limit. If we could license the camo, we can put it on our base product. And what it does is it allows you to put these skins on the outside of your base jacket and base pant in about 2.5 minutes. These skins slide over. They zip and snap into place, And in, like I said, roughly 2 to 3 minutes, you have gone from your base real tree edge snow to blaze to max five to whatever Skins product can offer.
Now, it seems, like we talked before, the why didn't I think of that comes to mind, you know, that we can just have our base and then just have something to go over to switch. Because there are guys and gals that do the cast and blast that go, you know, maybe do a little, little fishing, and then they want to do some duck hunting. Or maybe they go, which I've done in the past, I've gone from the tree stand to the duck blind in a matter of feet because of how I hunt. So, you know, and to have that change is pretty good, because sometimes you kind of do stand out when you're in, you know, cattails and you're wearing the AP green or something.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the whole purpose of the product. And you no longer need to haul multiple totes with you. You've got the pouches, which are like little pillowcases, and each pouch has the camo pattern on it that represents the skins inside. And so if you're going up north hunting, you've got your base, top and bottom. And then if you see there's some ducks flying, you take your Max 5. If it's bow season one day and then the next day is opener of gun, you can pick up your blaze. And or if you think there's snow forecasted in the future, you've got your snow pattern as well. And you can literally change within a matter of minutes on the tailgate of your truck or back at camp. And you're changing, really our tagline is just change the skin for the season you're in. And it's literally that simple.
You know, and it is handy because I do literally have like 3 or 4 totes for camo. I mean, for different things that I use for duck hunting, for predator hunting, for, you know, my tree stand and things of that nature. And it gets to be a pain in the butt. You know, it's a lot of room and a lot of money as well.
It is. And just think about it. How many times have you gone into the big box stores, the retailers, and you look at the lineup of clothing and they've got the same coat in multiple colors? And they're happy to sell you that, right? They'll sell you an orange. They'll sell you a green. They'll sell you a white. They'll sell you whatever you want out west. They'll sell you a blackout for a tent hunting, whatever you want. They've got it. The VersaSkins product eliminates all of that. You've got your base product, which has all the bells and whistles, all the pockets inside and outside, all the neat things, nice things you want from technical gear, and then you've got the skins that go over top.
Paul Perrone is joining us from VersaSkins, a Michigan-based company here on Wild Michigan. And Paul, in the next segment, we're going to get to how you came up with this idea, because, you know, I'll be honest, it's one of those things that, you know, why didn't I think of this?
Sure.
Which, you know, but it's always somebody else that comes up with it, and then everybody says, why didn't I think of this? So we're gonna talk more about how you guys came to this conclusion and what the product is essentially, you know, how what it's made up of. So
great,
I want to talk about that. So hang on here for a minute. We're going to get back to Paul Perrone, VersaSkins.com, here on Wild Michigan. We got a big show planned today. We're going to speak with our good friend, pro anglers Mark Martin and Brian Brosdahl. We're going to speak with Tom Nelson, the American archer, about bow season and how the season's shaping up. It's a pretty big day for the outdoors on this show, so keep it here. We're going to talk more, and if by all means, again, if you want to check us out on podcast, wildmichiganradio.com, and of course our affiliates that we are appreciative of to have on each and every week. So by all means, get a hold of us. wildmichiganradio.com is the website, or you can email me at wildmichiganradio@gmail.com, or our good old standby email, outdoormailbag@gmail.com. I'm Duran Martinez. Alex Clark still with us. God bless him in the studio. And we'll talk more in a few minutes with Paul Perrone from VersaSkins on Wild Michigan.
When she walks through the woods, all the bucks come running. Them long-beard turkeys get the gobbling and strutting. She's all they talk about at the deer camp lodge. They say your baby looks good in camouflage. All day down.
Hey, this is Nick Munn with Michael. Waddell's Bone Collector, and you're listening to my main man, Duran Martinez, on Wild Michigan.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass, book knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale around here.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral and Conquest Scents. Great Michigan companies. You can find links to them on our website at wildmichiganradio.com. And that is a guy we haven't talked to in a while, Nick Munt from Michael Wandell's Bone Collector. Nick is a very good friend of ours. Been a new daddy, so he's been busy, and now he's got the hunting season going on. Newly married, new daddy. He's all kinds of all over the map right now, but we'll get him back on the show and find out how he's doing and catch up with him. But right now we're speaking with Paul Perrone from Versa Skins, a great Michigan company, and something we're just learning about for the first time here with you on Wild Michigan. Paul, I want to talk about the genetic makeup, if you will, of what you have. I see you have Versa Quiet, Versa Dry, and Versa Warm before we get to the how you did this.
Sure, Duran. So the product, the technical gear that we have is really a great combination of everything. When we built the product, which is patented, it took us 2.5 years to develop and to get the patent award. And then it took us about 6 prototype levels to get to where we thought the product was ready for Michigan outdoors and really for the nation, for the consumer. And Doug Roberts, our friend at Conquest, has been wearing the product now for 5 years and testing it for us in Alaska, in Texas, all across the nation, wearing it deer hunting, bear hunting, and whatnot. We've even got hunters wearing it in Canada, moose hunting. But the technical gear that we have, the makeup of it, the recipe is a interior fleece, a warm layer. We've got a water-resistant membrane. It's a great combination of being breathable yet water-resistant. All the seams are sealed on the product. The exterior is a Trico double-brushed blend material that provides quietness yet durability. And it's also got a DWR applied to the outside, so a durable water-resistant application. So the product is not only breathable, but also water-resistant with 2 layers, the membrane and the DWR on the outside. The base product has all your pockets. It's got your wind cuffs. It's got your neck cuff. It's got a drop tail on the coat, so when you're sitting on stand, it doesn't sneak up on your backside, and you get that cold draft up your back like a lot of jackets provide.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 5 pockets. We got boot welts. We took really 8 to 10 different coats and pants and took the best of the best to create this product. And we feel we've executed that for the guy that wants to sit on stand, the guy that wants to sit in the box blind all day, you know, from the Appalachians to the Rockies, from Canada down to Texas. We think we've got the product in the box. And then the skins, when you look at the skins also have a membrane, and they also have the DWR on the outside. So the skins, when you put them on, you now have really 4 layers of water resistance and breathable product that you can wear. We felt that through this, through the testing, through different people wearing the product around the country, we felt we've checked all the boxes that a consumer, that an active hunter would
from
definitely
the great,
want.
From the GLN Sports Desk.
Now, one thing that I find to be very important, and you might, some people overlook this whole thing, is I know the quality of a YKK zipper and the fact that you have the waterproof, windproof zipper. I mean, that to me, that's like without that zipper, without a good quality zipper, everything can go to hell in a handbasket in a very quick hurry.
That's exactly right. We did not skimp. The YKK waterproof, windproof is the top of the line zipper in the industry. And our main chest zipper, along with all the pockets, boot weld areas, 5 pockets, and regular pockets, all have the YKK windproof, waterproof zipper on them.
Excellent. And we are talking with Paul Perrone from Versa Skins, versaskins.com. No weird spelling, just like it sounds. And I was thinking about that. Hey, they didn't go with that Y to be all tricky and stuff. You just kept it simple. And that's what I really, I mean, it's the little things, I guess, that humor me and keep me happy, I guess. But now, real quickly, Paul, how'd you guys come up with this system? I mean, it's something obviously that, you know, having to buy all these different suits and everything else throughout the course of the year really kind of wears on people. I mean, financially and through space and economy.
Sure, sure. I mean, we came up with the idea because I wanted to start predator hunting, and I didn't want to go buy another coat, another set of pants. And so I took all the coats and pants out of my closet and out of my totes, laid them down, and started drawing, started sketching. And then I had a wedding gown seamstress, actually, from my daughter's school. She helped create the very first prototype. We just took two coats that were identical. We had her gut one. She took all my drawings, and right away she knew where we were going. And then she made it so that that exterior skin on that leftover coat would go over top of the base coat. And then from that, we just went through six different prototype phases. We engaged Doug Roberts, who's been gracious and a great friend to wear the product and to help us develop the final product. And I must say, now we've got relationships with Yamaha Whitetail Diaries, Wade Middleton. We're on the Pursuit Channel. We've also got just a recent relationship. We partnered up with Blaine Anthony, the Bear Whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
So him and his crew, the Hitman TV, they're wearing our product. And, of course, Doug is wearing our latest product on Conquest as well. So it's taken a while. We've been at this for about 9 years. It took us 2.5 years to get the patent. And then we just started selling this past September at Woods and Water.
All right, man. And again, I'm sorry I missed that show. That's the first time I missed Woods and Water. And of course, I missed seeing this in person, but you ended up on the show anyway. And I'm very happy for that. And I appreciate you joining us here. VersaSkins.com. Paul Perrone is joining us. Paul, if you don't mind indulging a hold for a couple of minutes, I know you got a real job. I'm not going to say a primary job. I don't want to say real job. We all have real jobs. But your primary job is where you're at right now. And Versus Skins is the other mystery job thing.
Yes, I'll hold. Thanks, Durant.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Paul Perrone from Versus Skins, and I'm glad he's having a better talking day than I am, but a very, very busy guy. And so hang on, Paul, because I got to give some love. We had an email sent to us by a gentleman by the name of Jeremy Prinz, wrote this really cool song called Northern Michigan. Now, mind you, if you know anything about me, these things usually do not make it past my email, past my computer screen, but I want to share this song with you. It's called Northern Michigan. We're going to start using it here on the show, and I want to get as much of it as I could out. So check it out. It's Jeremy Prinz on Wild Michigan.
Let's slip away to Northern Michigan. Silver lakes and white pine trees, it's worn light towns to Northern Michigan. We'll get there slow, enjoy the scene. Find a home in Northern Michigan, deep beyond the Manistee, these two track roads.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Down in the holler, old boy's feeling like a dog on a collar, keeping that chain pulled tight, waiting on Saturday night.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, and thanks to our friends at Conquest Sense, also Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, for bringing you Wild Michigan week in, week out. You can find us online at wildmichiganradio.com. And thanks to Paul Perrone of Versa Skins, a new concept in camouflage clothing. And right here in Michigan, man, that's where they come from. And that's what we want to promote the most, is our own Great Lakes State. Going to talk right now to our good friend, Tom Nelson, the American Archer. We are full swing into bow season, about a week left. a little under a week left for firearm deer season here in Michigan, for bow season here in Michigan, getting ready for firearm deer season. Tom, it's been a weird year, man. Weird year for weather and for everything. How you doing, buddy?
It sure has. Hey, I'm doing good, Duran. It's a pleasure to be here again. Always fun to be on the show with you. But yeah, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. It's been an interesting year. It's weather-wise, especially. Geez, you know, prior to coming on the show today, I had my log out, and I'm one of those guys that I journal every one of my hunts, what the weather was, you know, the conditions, what I saw, what stand I was in, temperature, et cetera, et cetera. And looking back on it, and especially comparing it to last year, not counting my out-of-state trips, but I've hunted 21 days in Michigan, and both morning and night there, so basically 42 sits. But looking at this, out of the 21 days, 13 of them, the weather was terrible, according to my notes. Blustery winds, and it rained all 12 of those. And then on top of that, I have some other days that are very windy, not the best, things like that as far as notes. So going through this, I spied two nice days, two where it was high pressure, sunny, and that was it out of the 21 days I was able to hunt here in Michigan. So it's been an interesting year, and it followed us out of state too. I mean, it wasn't just a problem here in Michigan. It was throughout the Midwest. I mean, we were down in Kentucky for a week, and it rained almost every day. And when it wasn't raining, it was blowing 40 miles an hour. So it's been tough.
That's crazy. You know, it's funny because we were out of state. We were out of state for 8 or 9 days. We were in Boston. We were in a couple stops in Maine and up to Nova Scotia. The only time we couldn't get off the ship that week was one time in New Brunswick when the winds and the weather was just too bad. It wasn't raining, but it was just too windy, and it was messing things up with the tide. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, wow, I hope things are good back in Michigan, but apparently not.
No, the strangest thing is, you know, precipitation's one thing. And I mean, as a lot of us know, we had a very arid summer. I mean, it was very dry, didn't get a lot of rain. And my bow hunting buddies and I, we made jokes. Oh, yeah, well, you wait till fall, you know, when October rolls around, it'll probably rain all the time. Ha, ha, ha. Well, yes, that came right back and bit us. So that's been the case with all this rain and such, you know, and the farmers are complaining because haven't been able to get in the field, and there's still beans out there standing, stuff that should have been cut the first week of October. So, yeah, Mother Nature reared her ugly head and sure has shown us. But it's made it tough all over the Midwest. Like I said, it's not just Michigan, but other states such as Kansas, you know, talking to my friends out there in North Dakota, they're having a pretty much normal, a little bit colder than usual, but haven't had all the precipitation. But we sure have.
Now, October, Tom, speaking with Tom Nelson here on Wild Michigan, October started off pretty warm, and I'm thinking to myself, I said, man, this is not going to be good for bow hunting because these guys got their winter coats on, and it's hot. I mean, it was really hot.
Yeah. Yes. If I remember right, it was in the 80s, at least one of those days, and they're in, you know, high 70s and 80s, and that's just not conducive to good bow hunting because, as you said, they have that winter coat on now, and they just... It'd be like us, you know, wanting to go for a jog with your winter coat on 80-degree days. It's just not comfortable. And the same can be said for those really windy days. When those whitetails, when their nose isn't working right, you know, because of the high winds and they mm-hmm. can't hear well and all the brush is moving so it screws up their eyesight, they're on pins and needles. And, again, they move late and get back to bed early and again, making it tough conditions.
Now, we had the early, was it the youth season, the early doe season, the veterans hunts, all in the early part of the year. I don't know how much pressure that really put on the whitetail herd this year on top of everything else that's going on. But, you know, and then you factor in the weather. It looks like the gun season might be pretty banner.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's gonna be a gangbuster. I mean, there's lots of bucks running around, a lot of quality bucks, probably about as good as I've seen it. And I'm gonna go out on a limb, like I said, and I'm gonna predict that it's gonna be a great firearm season.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we've had perfect conditions for antler growth throughout the course of the year with the hot, dry summer and the heat and, you know, pushing all that blood through the antlers and everything else. And if they were doing any kind of mineral supplements in the places where they could do it, you know, it was only going to be good. But, you know, did we see, or have you been seeing a lot of deer moving around late versus early or during the day?
Well, you know, during October, it was, you know, business as usual, it seemed like, and in my opinion, you know, the deer, you know, again, weather dependent. On those nasty days, they moved early and moved late, and on those bluebird days, you know, we had normal movement. But here, about Halloween time, started seeing a lot better buck movement during the daytime. I mean, just the other, 2 days ago, I guess it was, I saw a buck at 11:30 in the morning. Again, I'm in my truck, and then saw another one at 1 o'clock, cruising across the wide open pick bean field, you know, just on the move. So they're definitely out and about. Walking to my stand last night, there was a nice buck that I bumped that was cutting across the grass field, you know, at 2:30 in the afternoon. So they're moving now. This is, you know, I'd give up all of October, Duran, just to have these 14 days to bow hunt in November if I had to choose between the two of them, because this really is the time to be out. And if you're a bow hunter, sure, gun season's, you know, less than a week away, but this is the time to be out there. And if you can do it, sit all day.
Yeah, if you can stand it, if you can stay warm enough, and we'll talk about that in the next segment, about staying warm and keeping your body limber, because we know, Tom, and I've learned from you over the course of the years and from personal experience, that when you get cold, it's very difficult to move those muscles. It's like your bow is set at 90 pounds instead of the 60 or 65 it may be set at.
That's so very, very true. And there's secrets to staying warm, you know, to make that happen, that so you can draw your bow. So that's some good info and things people need to learn.
Well, we'll definitely do that. And Tom, how far away are we using the scents like VS1 and things like that? Because I know we're using cover scents, like the Evercalm and things of that nature. But how far away are we starting to use those attractant scents, those doe and heat type scents?
Really good question. As a marker, I've always used Halloween as far as my switchover time. I utilize Evercalm throughout October. Fantastic cover up, and calming scent. And I've never used anything better for that time of year. Then come Halloween, and I always use Halloween as the day, I switch over and start using VS1. It just seems like that's the time when the door opens, when the deer start reacting to, you know, the bucks are, they're on the hunt then, and the first does are starting to come into estrus. So that's when you want to switch over, and that's, you know, and right now is when you're going to get those good results from using that.
Yeah, it's always been a curiosity for me. I mean, for as long as I've been doing this, there's that time, and I guess when you have a constant marker, it really does help eliminate and you know, get rid of the mystery of when to use those scents.
And that's true too. You know, those bucks, you know, if you're out and you're putting, let's say, VS1 out on October 1st, they know there's no does in estrus, and it's, if anything, it might just alert them. So you got to, you know, use some common sense. But always, historically here in Michigan, always by Halloween time, those first does are starting to come in, and those bucks are definitely keyed up, and you can start using it and getting away with it.
All right. VS1. Tom Nelson is joining us here on the Michigan Talk Network. More with the American Archer on Wild Michigan.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors, thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan, and thank you, veterans. This is every day is your day in our world, but as we take Veterans Day this weekend, we thank you for each and every one of you for all that you have done for this great country and the family and the people that you love here, and to the families that have have lost someone in the line of duty, we thank you for your sacrifices as well. And even for those with those deployed, this is about you guys 24/7, 365. So we thank you guys very, very much. And, you know, appreciate all that you do. Speaking with my good friend Tom Nelson, the American Archer here, long time on the Outdoor Channel. And Tom, I know I always ask you this, and it always seems like it's 2 or 3 years more when I do. What year are you in now?
We're in our 22nd season, 22 years we've been on the Outdoor Channel.
Gosh. You know, it's like when we did this, I think you were in year 9 when you started, when we started this show, and now we're like in year 13, which, again, you know, you don't realize these things are going to last that long.
No, and, you know, just have to be thankful for it, and it just shows how also how fast time goes by, because it seems like just the other day I was at the radio station with you, and we were, you know, doing some of those early shows and interviews, and it doesn't seem that long ago. You know, it seems like 5 years ago, but
yeah,
as they say, time sure speeds up as you get older. But
it's
been
does.
A great ride.
It is, man. I always say when this thing ends, I have learned more in that amount of time and have accomplished more than I think I ever will have without the show. You know, on a personal level, and I hope that those of you guys and gals who have been listening have learned as much as we have, or at least partially along the way, because that's what this show is about, is learning and sharing that information. And before we went to break, Tom, we talked a little bit about this cold weather and sitting in a tree stand. When you're stagnant, the first thing usually to go for me is my feet, but I always have those little foot warmers in there. And but also, you know, and if it's not your feet, it's your upper body, your limbs tend to get cold, and those are so important when you're bow hunting. You need them, and when your muscles are cold, they act very differently.
That's so true, and I've even had it happen to myself, and most of us heard the stories about actually not being able to draw your bow. You're so cold, and I had that happen in Saskatchewan here about 8-10 years ago, where I had a nice buck come through. He was right there, and I just couldn't get my bow back. I mean, I was frozen to the bone. It was probably in the single digits, and been out there for 3-4 hours, and I couldn't muster that bow back. And finally, he saw enough of the gyrations up in the tree stand, and he couldn't take it, and he bolted out of there, and I was so disgusted with myself. But there are so many ways now, especially with the great clothing we have and such, to stay warm. And as you said, like you mentioned, the toe warmers in your boots. I mean, use those chemical hand warmers. Put them in your pocket. They have the self-adhesive ones now that you can put on a second layer underneath some of your clothes to keep your torso warm. And there's the heated body suits now. There's even, like the little foot warmers you can put in your shoes and with a, that are battery charged and in the electric socks and on. I could go on for 20 minutes about all the great clothing, but there's no anymore. There's no excuse for getting cold.
Now, let me ask you this question. I don't think I've ever asked you this question before. Like those Grabber MyCold little, squishy packets of whatever's in there that makes those things warm when you open them up. Do they have a scent? Is there something in there that might alert a deer or any other of our game that we go after?
Good question, Durant. And if there is, it must be very minute. And I often tell, because I've had other people discuss this and we've debated it, if they pick up on that minute smell, they probably are surely going to smell you. And, that's all the more reason to use like Evercom and stuff, some of the cover-up, just that's going to be stronger and going to overwhelm that smell. But I guess when it comes down to it, if it's cold enough, I've got to use a chemical hand warmer. By golly, if there's a tiny bit of scent on them, I'll probably just have to, swing for the fences and hope that they don't smell it, but just to stay warm. But I don't think if there is, that it's much of anything. I mean, one of the things that I've been using lately is this vest that it's a fleece vest, and it has a small little battery pack, and you can plug it in. It's good for about 4 hours of on time, and you could wear a T-shirt and that vest and a light jacket on a 20-degree day and stay warm. It's pretty impressive.
Really?
Very impressive.
Oh,
and the cool thing is, the more clothes you put on, when it's cold like it has been the last few days and going to be coming up in the future, when you have 10 layers of clothes on, again, that makes your bow all the harder to draw, mm-hmm. and extra noise. So if you can decrease the amount of layers you have to wear. That's a real key. And lastly, do isometrics when you're in stand. I'm constantly flexing my shoulders, pushing my body against the tree, doing things to keep limbered up, keep that blood flowing. That's important. And you don't have to make a lot of motion. Just press your body against the tree, press against the blind. Do just slight things. Flex your arms, you know, take your fists and tighten them and loosen them up, and just keep that blood flowing.
Yeah, because when you're up there and you're cold and you stiffen up, I know firsthand, like what you said about hunting in Saskatchewan, even, you know, hunting here in Michigan, I try to draw that bow back, and it's like it's at 90. I mean, it's just, you feel like everything's fighting against you to pull it back, and you can't do it. But, you know, but again, those little things, those little tiny things that you can do without much movement and noise will help you stay warm.
Yep, rolling your shoulders, keeping your shoulders relaxed and loosened up so that when that moment of truth, you know, when that shot finally presents itself, that, you know, you're capable of drawing your bow back. And also, you know, another common mistake, Duran, is the fact that in the summertime, guys are shooting 3D or shooting in their backyard, and they've got their bow set at 70 pounds and with a T-shirt on and 80 degrees. By golly, it's easy to draw that bow and shoot it for them. Or even 60 pounds or 50 pounds, depending on what you're shooting. But it's a whole nother ball game when you're out there 50 degrees or 20 degrees, 30 degrees. You've been out there for 3-4 hours, got 4 layers of clothes on, you're sitting down, you haven't moved in an hour, and you try to draw that same amount of weight. It can get interesting.
Yeah, you know what? And practice, and I remember you taught us this, practice with you know, that heavy jacket on cooler days, so you know what it's like, how much bulk you can have, and again, adjust with products. Yep. To keep yourself warm. And I'll be honest with you, Tom, just because of that whole thing with those little pocket heaters, I've literally gone to put a little bit of a VS1 or something on them, so when it generates any kind of smell, if it does, it's at least heating the VS1 or the Evercalm up in my pocket. And, well, you know, your hands, yep, don't smell great by the time you're done, but at least you're warm.
Yes, you know, and Conquest makes that stink stick too, which you can put Evercom in and hang it right next to you if you want, hang some around your stand, and that, you know, and again, it's you've smelled it. It smells exactly like a deer.
Oh, sure.
You know, or you come on a deer bed. So, you know, place a few of those around, and this is the time of the year. If there's one time of the year that I say throw caution into the wind and rattle and call and hunt aggressively and utilize scents such as the VS1 and Evercom, this is the time to do it. I mean, there's no better time, and deer will, especially bucks, will react to those scents. And if you're not utilizing everything in your, you know, archery arsenal, then you're making a mistake. Get aggressive and, you know, use scents and call, rattle, all that sort of stuff. This is the time, and we only have this small window to do it in.
Absolutely. Tom Nelson joins us here. The American Archer is his show on the Outdoor Channel. Tom, a couple minutes left in the segment. What do you got planned for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm leaving on November 14th for Kansas. Ooh. And I'll be out there for about 9-10 days. And then I'm going to come back per my wife's request for Thanksgiving. Then I'm leaving right after Thanksgiving. I'll be in North Dakota, one of my favorite states to hunt, just because you never see anybody else hunting. It's one of whitetail hunting's best kept secrets. And I'll be out there for about 8 days. Then I'm going to come back for a short break and head to Texas. So it's going to be bang, bang, bang.
Nice.
I'll be chasing whitetails the whole time.
Well, man, that's awesome. And I look forward to seeing you again. Lots of things going on in your life. And very happy to have you on the show as always, brother. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, Duran.
Absolutely. And do us a favor, tell the family we said hi, and we'll be looking for you on the TV.
And likewise. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Tom Nelson, the American Archer. Also, thanks to Paul Perrone in the first hour of the show. And if you missed the debut of the Jeremy Prince song, Northern Michigan, we'll be doing again in the second hour of the show when we speak to Brian Brosdahl, our Frable pro angler, ice angler extraordinaire, walleye angler extraordinaire. We'll be speaking with Bro, and we'll also be speaking to Mark Martin about his fishing vacation schools here on Wild Michigan.